house?
Yes, I love.
Do you have any pets at home?
Oh yeah, we have a mini Dash Hound, which is a puppy.
Mm-hmm. So you have dogs
and one cat.
I opened up a can of worms here. You like animals. How many have a pet? Oh, that's wonderful. I think God gave us a gift in pets. You know, one time, this is a story about a little dog that nobody wanted. Can you imagine such a thing? And here's the story. I brought a picture you can see of him too. I was visiting some friends many years ago, and they had two dogs, a big one and a little one. But the little one couldn't sit still, he couldn't mind, and the big one was kind of rough on him. And he would pick him up by the neck and he would just throw him across the room like that because the little one wasn't behaving himself. But he was a nice little doggy, but it just seemed like nobody wanted him. And so when I went over there, the people kept asking me, why don't you take him? Why don't you take him? Why don't you take him home? And I said, well, I can't do that. And I would leave, and when I would come back, they would ask me to take him. So I said one day, I said, well, I'll tell you what, let's talk about it. And while we talked, they popped some popcorn. And we were eating popcorn, and then the little dog came over to me, and he was begging. You know how dogs beg?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know about your dog. Well, this dog kept begging, and I wasn't giving him any popcorn. You know what he did? He was a smart little dog. No, this little dog sat up all by himself on his rear legs like this, right in front of me, and I couldn't turn him down. I couldn't refuse him. So I said, well, I'll take him home for a week. And you want to see a picture of him? This is a picture of him. He's a pretty good-looking little dog, isn't he? He's a nice-looking little dog. Yeah. Well, they're not supposed to do that, but this one, I'm an easy mate. This guy jumped up on my lap before long. I took him. He should have told you about his dog. I love it. I took this little dog home that nobody liked. And so I was feeding him and petting him, and pretty soon he was in my lap. And people would come over and they'd say, hey, Jim, where'd you get the dog? Well, and I would tell them who gave it to me. And I said, but I've only got him for a week. I'm going to take him back. And so a day went by, and people said, well, that's a good little dog. And another day went by, and the little dog was really good. And he would mind. He wasn't so bad after all. And he started paying attention to me. And another day, and another day, and another day went by, and this was a great little dog. When people came, they just loved this little dog. And he would run when I opened the door, and he would jump up, and he would hit me right here. And then someday, I was opening the door, and he would run out. And then he would wait. He would wag his tail, just kind of tell you, let's go play. He was a good little dog, and he learned to mind very easily. He could be tamed. You know what? I couldn't take him back. You know, you get a lot of love from your pets and a lot of attention. I kept him for almost 19 years. Do you think Jesus liked that? Jesus sent me a little dog And he was a good little dog. And everybody who came along loved him. And that's the way that Jesus is. He gives us pets to take care of so that we learn about love. Let's talk to Jesus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we're so glad that you give us animals to care for, animals we can love, and love us in return. We learn a lot by the gifts that you give us in animals, and especially little dogs and cats and birds. May they always be a part of our life because they teach us about your love and how much you care for us. Now be with these little children, Lord, we pray. Give them good gifts that they can learn to love like you love them. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Go back to your seats.